What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We had some big news from the world of football yesterday, even bigger than any of the cuts that were made in the 53-man roster finalizations. We have wedding bells coming soon, boys, as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce officially announced their engagement via an Instagram post on Taylor Swift's page that has accumulated 28.5 million likes, captioning it with "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." So it's official. Our boy Travis Kelce off the market.
I think it's a very nice thing. I texted some people yesterday. I thought it was very cool that a guy who was in our studio, how long has he been in the NFL?
2013, I believe, is when
he was here. So a guy who was just in our studio not too terribly long ago, but a long time ago, was just a young man, you know, talking about how he was looking for an opportunity in the NFL, talking to Adam and Dustin, and was so nice and happy-go-lucky, turns into a first-ballot Hall of Famer, a multiple-time Super Bowl champion, and is getting hitched to one of the biggest pop stars in music history, in the history of the world, in the history of music. What a world, what a country. What a world, what a country. I think it's a cool thing, man. I really do.
How do Chiefs fans feel about this one? Are you concerned that now his focus has shifted? Is it not necessarily
football? I think his focus has been on her for 2 years.
So is that why they weren't able to win last year?
No, I don't think that's why.
But he was wooing.
They had no pass blocking.
He was wooing. Now he's getting married.
Yeah. So it's maybe something no longer an obstacle.
Remember
when they were at the driving range and the departing?
He's finally going to start playing good football.
And Alec Baldwin was telling Matt Damon about getting married, and at least somebody can stand that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. That's how I would feel as a football fan.
I didn't even think of that, though, Ken, but I remember that day that he came in the first time, and it was like a kid that was just excited to be downtown in the city, right? He was wearing his Cincinnati gym shorts.
Yeah, he was.
And to think about that moment to where he's at now, where he's the most popular, one of the top popular athletes worldwide right now because of Taylor Swift.
I think it's really cool.
I did send, or I'm in the process of sending Ken. I think it's dastardly.
I can't you're telling people this.
Well, it's dastardly. I go online and there is a segment, certain Don't section of social media that is like, just so you know, this is who he's moved on from to get to Taylor Swift. And they're showing these women that don't have a profile anything like Taylor Swift. They have their physiques are completely different. They look dramatically different than Taylor Swift. And Ken's taking a look-see right now at some of those photos.
I bet he is.
He's definitely changed his mindset. I've seen that happen. Sometimes you wonder if Stefanski, he's liked a certain type of quarterback all these years, will he eventually go to a different type of quarterback?
Yeah. I'm a happily married man, but I like all this. This is something I really like.
Going from that over
to different Adam Schefter.
You guys can host,
it's a different Adam Schefter.
You guys can host
from
the rest of the segment together.
I'm so scared now that Kelce's going to push to get this last Super Bowl win, man. Because there were people yesterday being like, he was planning to propose after the Super Bowl. No, I think he was.
Oh, if they would have won.
Yes.
Yeah, but then it's taking a moment. Are you stealing a moment from your teammates, or in turn, is the football stealing a moment from Taylor?
But remember, people love that Boise State guy from like years ago after the Fiesta Bowl. They love that. That'll be on a bigger scale.
Yeah, I just seriously wonder how much time they'll be spending in Cleveland post-retirement. Will you get a chance to see Taylor Swift walking the streets, the mean streets of Cleveland?
We definitely will probably get her on a tour at some point. Meanwhile, we won't be getting Dave Portnoy at Ohio Stadium, seemingly so this Saturday as part of Big Noon Kickoff. We talked about that with Brady Quinn yesterday on the show. And Dave put out a statement on Instagram yesterday talking about the ban and how the big, bad, amazing gold has just apparently broken the Scarlet and Gray.
Now, we formed this big relationship with Fox, and I'm always cognizant of our partners and trying to do right by them, and they definitely got put in a weird spot. How could anybody see that crying Ryan Day and Ohio State would be this soft? But Michigan has just broken Ohio State. They see this face, it's the boogeyman. So Fox, who was like, yeah, this will be great, we'll bring in Dave, spice things up. No, Ohio State literally can't even focus on Texas. Like, just, we cannot have Dave on the set. We just can't.
You also had to call out a Bobby Carpenter at some point during that rant.
Really?
Yeah, after Carpenter kind of had a comment on it on 97.1 the other day down in Columbus regarding the whole matter, and he called it a podcast that nobody listens to.
See, I took this as, and you got to get the Ken, I'm surprised.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
As you didn't lash out at Mitch, he said maize and gold.
This is all the same woman.
But there are others. There are others like it.
Can you send me some of the others?
I will try to find that.
Maize and blue, sorry.
The thing here is, Mitch, there's been some reporting now that, I don't know if you believe it or whatever, but it debunks this and said it was more of a Big Ten decision. I think all this is great for the show, for Big Noon Kickoff and the pregame show. There's going to be so much scuttlebutt about this, and how are they going to weave Portnoy into the broadcast? He says he's no longer coming to Columbus at all. He was going to be in Columbus. He was obviously going to be on camera there. I don't know if he was going to be in the stadium or outside the stadium. But, you know, you've got ESPN. It's Lee Corso's last game day. So what are you going to watch?
I'm waiting for the Garrett Seawright article on Monday about the passing of the ugly torch in sports media, where we go from the paragon Lee Corso to whatever they're going to do on Big Noon Kickoff, where he's probably going to do a WWE-style run-in on the desk on Fox.
Well, Ross Dellinger says this was a league-wide consideration from top individuals across the conference, and it was not an Ohio State situation. Remember, Portnoy is a big-time booster for Michigan. He has said plenty of incendiary things against players at Ohio State, and He has had wild accusations about Ohio State, so it doesn't shock me that they wouldn't want him anywhere near the program.
Apparently, you said maize and gold instead of maize and blue.
The Michigan
Who
man.
Said that?
The Michigan man already texted.
You were too
we got
busy,
it.
Busy looking at those pictures.
I know. He was distracted when I brought
totally
it up the first two times.
I am still
we
distracted.
Did this already.
Go ahead, Mitch. Well, big Cavs news.
Well, listen to this one. Yes, you mentioned the Cavaliers news yesterday. Another player going to be out multiple months with a foot injury. Max Strus underwent surgery to repair a Jones fracture in his left foot. Will miss around 3 to 4 months, the team announced Tuesday. This is a guy on a four-year, $63 million contract. Already missed the first 2 months of last year with a right ankle sprain. Tough break.
I am on a text thread with plenty of podiatrists. They were very nervous about this injury and what it means for the season.
What are you saying? Are you serious?
Oh, they think he could miss a season. You know, he's going to be reevaluated in 3 to 4 months. And because of the blood flow situation to that particular part of
the
body.
Is the podiatrist I know?
There's a few
the
of them.
The podiatrist we've drank with?
I'm trying to think.
In a different state?
He's not on that one, actually. He's not at the...
Okay,
you
he's
have
not
a whole different group of podiatrists.
I have different podiatrist friends. But... they are very concerned about this injury. And what stinks is...
Lime is on a group thread obsessed with feet. There's a surprise.
I see a lot of pictures of him, too. A lot of pictures. But here's the thing. Like, Max Strus, I always thought and I thought he had a great year last year until, you know, the elimination game where he was, like, 0 for 9. I thought he was so much better last year doing a lot of little things, a lot of playmaking. So think about, they have lost, you know, Ty Jerome... which was huge for them, monumental in the regular season, we know. And in the Miami series, he was great. But he was terrible in 5 games, the Indiana series, and they said, we're moving on. Okay, they are losing that. They're also losing Max Strus for a significant portion of this year, if not the whole year. And he showed a lot of playmaking in terms of running the pick and roll. He's a tryhard on defense.
Bring me Malik Beasley.
So... This is very, very concerning.
What are you whistling at me for? Bring me Malik Beasley. I don't have time for these feet problems.
You don't have trust in DeAndre Hunter or Jalen Tyson filling that void?
I would still like to add, and I would bring in Malik Beasley. I don't care. It ain't my money, and I need guys who have healthy feet.
Now, I was always going to say Max should be a bench player. He should not on a team with the two small guards, you know, have then one of the smallest threes in the league. Like, it made no sense to me. And I think that does cause them issues on both ends come playoff time. And I think we've seen that. But this is a big blow. I mean, and this is coming from someone who ridiculed Max Strus a lot, but he proved me wrong. I mean, he was really, really good last year.
And now
to lose him, and I'm telling you, people are just glossing over losing Ty Jerome. He was unbelievable. There was no drop-off from Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland the minute Ty Jerome would come into these games. And they don't have that now.
Tough break. And finally, we have here Parker Messick getting his first win and the Guardians' slump-busting win last night over the Rays 3-0. This is Messick on Guardians TV talking about his first MLB win.
It's awesome. I mean, I've been waiting on it. Wanted to get the first one, couldn't get it, unfortunately. But the goal is every time to go out here and try and get a win. So I'm happy I got to experience that first one.
Good for that, young man. I'm trying not to put too much on him because the rest of the rotation has been... not as promising as we hoped it would be.
I just apologize for not including him in our power rankings of potential aces yesterday. That's it for About Last Night.
There's Mitch in About Last Night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.